I have no fucking score, and nobody's winning.
I've been keeping score.
By my count, I won last week's egregious.
No, you did not win last week. One, because that episode doesn't even count right now. So it only leaves the first episode.
Which God, I won that one too. So.
You did not. You maybe came in second because Sergio's was so Hold bad. On.
There was a Twitter poll. I started a Twitter poll. Let me check it real
Hold
quick.
Hold on. Hold on. Apparently, the second episode did not air because Scott's internet is shit.
Yeah, it is.
We couldn't do anything. Now, I'm waiting for him to freeze out in the middle of this podcast so we can't use this one either.
And that's what I call play of the week.
And that's what we call play of the week.
I don't know what it is. I don't know how to fix it. I've bought the most expensive internet router they make. AT&T swears to God there should be no issues.
And you have the best internet.
You have the best internet in the world, apparently. I got to tell you this.
Those words never came out of my mouth.
We thought that going into anchor.fm and fucking starting your own podcast was the play of the week. Scott's shitty internet is the play of the week every fucking week.
Every week.
Every week.
I don't get it. Like, it was fine. We were talking to each other earlier. We were gaming. No issues. Not one lag. Kyle lagged out. I didn't lag out. You tried to trick me. Then you play some shitty game.
If this was SportsCenter,
I was lagging.
If this was SportsCenter, Scott's shitty internet would be worse than the butt fumble. Who was number one in the worst play ever for, like, I think it was like 60 some weeks. It was over a year.
Yeah, it was,
I know
up
that.
There.
60 weeks?
It was over 1 year. It was over 1 year. Yeah. I think it was like in the 64 week range, something like that.
How long was
I'm not going to disagree with you. I'm not saying my internet's great. I've never said that. Those
you
words
always
never came
said,
out of my
oh, I got the best internet in the world. And
never once said that ever. Never
I
once.
I just bought a $300 extender and this and that.
That's
and
all it is. That's what I bought the best extender. The internet. You're forgetting the second word. Internet extender.
Right. It extends the same internet you already have, which is shit. That's the whole reason why you don't. It never works because
so
your internet is shit.
You're taking a small amount of internet. That yeah. sucks. And then you're spreading it all over your house to make it ultra shitty.
Right. I understand what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you. I don't have a way to fix that.
I mean, have you considered new internet?
Yeah, just get your own internet.
I don't own this property.
But no.
My internet is free. My internet's free.
This is my point. When I was living in my aunt's house, she had a three-story house, and there was internet in the house in the first on the ground floor. I couldn't get it in my room because it was too far. So I called that back then it was SBC Global, and I called them and I said, "Hey, I need internet up here." And they said, "Oh yeah, we can hook you up. We can give you a new line." And they put internet in my fucking room. Why don't you just do the same thing?
That's such a heartwarming story, but. Once again, I don't own this place. My aunt doesn't own this place. I rent, right? For me to just be smoking holes in the wall to fucking get new internet is probably not a feasible thing.
But you'd be able to record podcasts.
That's true.
I think you can get your own internet and then move it once you... you're never going to leave that place, first of all. So I guess it's safe to say that you can keep the internet for the next decade and your landlord's going to be fine with it.
No,
and he can even get them to pay the internet.
Yeah, no. Have them pay the internet.
They already pay for it now.
No, I'm saying if he gets a new tenant and there's internet in there, he can have them pay for that internet.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a win-win for everybody.
You can just take it with you. You don't have to. It doesn't have to stay there.
You just pick up that box, pack it under your arm, throw it in a suitcase, son. You're taking the internet with you.
Exactly. Go on vacation with it. We're all like here. Fucking sleep with it if you want. Yeah, sleep with it if you want.
Drive around your little
car
with it.
Get some fucking internet. It's gonna stop being cheap, dog. What is wrong with you?
How's everybody doing today? So this is a Top Spot podcast where we, you motherfuckers. I mean, what do you want me to do? God damn. You're lucky I get high before these things because I'd be fucking tearing into you.
You need to stop using video because you're fucking turning into your bandwidth. That's why the fucking audio sucks.
Hey, he could be right. Plus, we don't need video of you because you look like a homeless caveman.
Exactly. You look like fucking Jabba the Hutt just let his hair grow for the last month and a half.
Jabba the Hutt grow hair?
I mean, apparently he did. It's like his cut.
I'm turning into supercomputer right now. Job of the Sergio, hair. I'm plugging it into supercomputer. Ooh,
Sergio, don't talk about anybody's hair. Don't talk about anybody's hair, bro. You know for a fact, dude, your hair is not good, right? So, like, you got like an Eddie Munster widow's peak, but at the same time, the rest of your hairline is touching the back of your ears. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but your hair is terrible. Right, see that? Look at how far back that goes, bro.
I have no more hair.
Sergio.
I could park my car in that shit, bro. And I got a small car, but it still fit there.
You don't have a small car. You have a big ass, man. You have a small car.
Sergio, LeBron James' hairline is better than yours.
Oh, definitely not. That hairline is touching touching the back of his neck.
Have you seen your hairline? I'm looking at it right now.
Bro, you need to get that spray-on shit. Get the spray-on.
You look like Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z.
Vegeta?
Yeah, I'm going to send you a picture. You let me know. Scott, why don't you introduce the podcast while I show this guy?
I think I know who that is. I'm not sure.
This is the Top Spot Podcast. Three buddies who pretty much hate each other are going to pick a subject this week. Our subject this week is going to be, what are we doing? Best 90s boy band. And we're going to argue over it. See,
we hate each other?
Well, like
this club does.
I don't hate
you.
I gotta reevaluate this friendship.
Exactly. I'm surprised he hates us. He doesn't hate that fucking beard. Jesus Christ, God.
Anyways, 90s boy bands. That's a nice topic.
Sergio, I'm about to fucking. You're getting close, man. One step too far, bro.
Close to
one step too far. I'm gonna start talking shit. You know, I've been trying to, you know, cut back on how much shit talking I do to you. I've been. If you haven't noticed,
well, yeah, I mean, you really don't talk a lot of shit because you always talk about the same subject. And it really already got old on me. So, as much shit as you can say about it, it doesn't really upset me or bother me in any way.
I feel like it does, and that's why you're stressed out. That's why your hair's falling out, bro.
No, my hair's falling out because that's genetics, baby.
Man, that's terrible genetics. That hair is running away from your face.
I didn't realize you were part of the Munster family. Give a shout out to Herman for me. With those
the space between your eyebrows and your hairline, man, you can fucking graffiti tag some shit that would be nice. Put in a fucking art show. Bansky would fucking put some shit on that fucking forehead of yours.
You can use your forehead as a brick wall. Paint one of those sad little kids with a gun with a flower coming out the end of it.
They use your forehead. They use your forehead as a movie screen at drive-ins.
That is a pretty big forehead.
It's a terrible joke.
You remember that brain from Ninja Turtles that lived in that guy's stomach? You look like that guy.
What is this guy's name?
Krang?
That's what you and one of your hoes should fucking be for Halloween. It's your fucking head, their big stomach, and fucking...
Jeez.
It'll be a great costume. You'll win every year. You'll win every costume contest.
You ever want to win a gold medal, Sergio? I know just the way.
Ooh, believe me, I've gotten a couple gold medals.
For what?
You know.
No, I don't. You didn't say anything. No, I don't.
this and that over there.
You know? One example.
Swimming.
You won a gold medal for swimming.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I went to the fucking Olympics. I mean,
when did you win this gold medal?
I was regional.
13. Yeah, 13.
So you used to be a swimmer?
Yeah.
There are a lot of pools.
With the body of John Belushi?
Well, now, I mean, I didn't have this body before I started drinking, by the way. let's just say that me and you have almost the same fucking body, by the way.
I don't think so.
Wow.
The dad bod fucking dominates this fucking podcast,
yeah,
by the way.
But
in
it looks Scott's, better on me.
In Scott's case, it's going to be like the triple dad body, so.
Yeah, but I'm super strong. Like super
strong.
No,
you're not.
Strong.
You're huge. You're
What's
not
the biggest
strong.
Thing you've ever picked up?
Oh, man. Well, I pissed earlier.
A couple of dudes.
I took a piss earlier, so that's pretty heavy. So I got back problems.
Oh, 0.8 ounces?
Yeah. All right, so we're reviewing 90s boy bands. We're voting for, I'm submitting my best one of all time. You guys are going to fucking lose, by the way. I don't care what you guys come. Unless somebody has the same as me, which is very, very possible, I'm winning.
You think it's possible or impossible?
I think it's possible because they're that good.
It's plausible.
Plausible? Okay, that plausible. Makes more sense.
Oh, plausible. It's plausible. There we go. What was I thinking?
I get it now.
Plausible.
Stupid me.
Yeah, it's plausible.
All right.
So, who's going first this week?
Who went first last week? First?
So, in the fake one, you know, the one that doesn't count anymore.
It's not a fake one. First of all, it's not a fake one. It's a real one that we can't put together because Scott's shitty internet, it's also a part of the problem.
Yeah, cut off half the audio, and you know, we just couldn't get synced together. So me and Sergio, we have a nice conversation.
Yeah, we had a
and sometimes Scott shoots in every once in a while to contribute for about 10 seconds before his internet takes his shit again.
It exists just for us now. It's like a little secret.
It's a little secret. We're never going to tell you what the topic was or what the answers were.
It's a little secret. We'll reveal the three of us. 100th episode.
You know what? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. In the 100th episode, we'll reveal it and review it, and we'll go over everything. And it's going to be a huge party, and no one's invited.
All right, so I guess I'll go first, because since I feel like I fucked up the last episode.
You sure did, bud.
You feel?
All right.
You're still not convinced?
Take it easy. You made me mad. Take it easy. All right. The best 90s boy band, undisputed champion, NSYNC. Let's go. Fucking fight me. There's nobody better.
No.
Almost 30 million albums sold. Five number one hits.
Almost
30
million?
Back.
Damn!
It's probably a little over, so right I'm not counting the holiday albums.
Scott, now. As soon as I finish this question, I need an answer. You can't look it up. Name all five members of NSYNC.
Ooh, all right.
Let's go.
Timberlake. Jay-Z Chazé. I think his name is Chavez or something like that. It's a Z at the end, not a V. Chazé. That's how you pronounce it. He was on another show. The gay one. What the fuck is his name? There's a Chris guy. Joey Fat One. And what's the last? Lance Bass. What's up?
You're doing great.
No, dude. That's
all of them.
I mean, that's all of them.
That's all of them.
I wasn't arguing about that. It's not the best band. That band
was nominated for 8 Grammys, 3 American Music Awards, 5 Billboard Music Awards. They've won 2 diamond certifications from the RIAA, 7 MTV Video Music Awards, 2 People's Choice Awards, and 8 Teens Choice Awards. Fight me. Right. Come up with some better sets. I swear to God, there is no better one. If you say BTS, I'm fighting you.
It's 90s.
Okay.
They also performed at the World Series, the Super Bowl, and the Olympic Games.
Yes, they did.
NSYNC was not a boy band, man. They were a one-person group with 4 dancers. It was Justin Timberlake, and that's it. I mean, that was the only guy. And
Lance Bass was pretty popular.
Lance Bass, bye bye bye, motherfucker.
Well, yeah,
you're just saying song names,
dude. Yeah, Justin Timberlake, Timberlake fucking banged Britney Spears when she was in her prime.
And look how he treated that poor woman.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying he was right. But he fucking did everything. He did the thing that all the dudes in high school wanted to do. Or you guys were probably 12.
They were popular when I was a wee lad back when you were just finishing up your masters.
It's gonna be me? Dude, they had nothing but bangers. I'm not even counting the Christmas albums.
Christmas albums?
I don't know why you care about Christmas albums.
Because they sold a lot of those, too. They had like the number one Christmas album.
I never heard no damn NSYNC Christmas.
Isn't that Mariah Carey, though?
Man. Mariah Carey's got a Christmas song, Scott. Yeah.
Every R&B band or Boyz II Men had a fucking Christmas album. Man. They all had a Christmas album. That was
gotta have a Christmas album. Boys and Men.
It was Boys and Men and fucking NSYNC. Dude, I was about to like, God damn. But I went with the classic boy band. I think Boys and Men just goes a little bit beyond boy band. So they were too good.
So what happened to Chris Kirkpatrick? JC Chazes. By the way, not Chavez. Chazes.
It's Chazay. Sprouts Chazay.
Sorry. Yeah. I know Joey Fatone. I think he hosts a game show and he owns like a hot dog restaurant or something.
Right.
Fat Ones, I think it's called.
Joey Fat One. Yeah.
And Lance Bass. I think he tried to go to space, but I don't think he made it.
What? Well, he also has a show on HGTV rebuilding the Brady House or some shit because he bought that.
Didn't he come from space?
I don't know. Did he?
Who knows?
I never heard this theory. Why don't you tell me the theory of him coming from spaces?
So we pretty much know what happened to. We pretty much know what happened to him to everyone except for Chris, whatever the fuck his name, the dude with the culturally appropriated braids. So,
those are nice.
I don't know what happened to that guy. I mean, bro, take it easy.
I can let you know that until 2018, he lived in Orlando.
That's the last known incidents of seeing him.
He's been gone since then. That's been all missing the news we have. Since 2013. And then they saw him in 2018, like the Bigfoot. He was like, look, he still lives in Orlando.
There's been rumors of getting back together, going on tour 2021. So, let's figure it out. Let's go to a show, boys.
I think they're the only one of the big boy bands that didn't get back together for a reunion yet. I think Backstreet Boys did it.
Well, that's because Backstreet Boys, they only had like three bangers, right? So.
No, they didn't? What?
I think we know what Sergio picked.
I must have fucking hit a nerve. Well, I'll just end my argument there. So, NSYNC, let's fucking go. Best-selling boy band of all time in the 90s. Oh, wow.
Of all time in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
At that point, they had sold the most records of any other boy band, and it was in the 90s. Does that make better sense to you? You fucking...
Yeah.
Mook.
I mean, that made great sense to me the first time. Anyways, Justin Timberlake, where would we be without him?
That's true.
We wouldn't have Alpha Dog.
We wouldn't be bringing Sexy back, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah. Sergio loves bringing Sexy back.
I do it on a weekend basis. Every weekend.
A weekend basis. Every weekend.
Weekly basis.
It's either Friday or Saturday, but you'll see it once. You'll see it once.
He's getting sexy. He's putting that half shirt on.
Exactly. I shave my chest.
Put on that shimmel.
Just greased up. So, Sergio, I think we all know what your pick is. So yeah, exactly. Why don't you just break the seal? Kill us here.
Scott's arguing that the NSYNC is the best, they sold the most albums and all this shit. That's obviously not true. It's Backstreet Boys is obviously the best boy band ever made that ever existed in the 90s.
That ever existed in the 90s? What is wrong with you people?
Yeah. So you're saying
that existed in the 90s, yeah. So
who? On. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Let me finish this huge intro. Yeah, the build-up is killing me.
So, yeah, Scott Sartre said that, NSYNC sold, 70 million albums or records or whatever? Backstreet Boys sold over 165 million records worldwide. Shut up. I'm not done. Keep that fucking trap shut. Thank you. Anywho. As opposed to NSYNC, who was, like I said, a one-man operation with four dancers, Backstreet Boys were actually working together and actually making it, keeping it real, baby.
All right, now you name all five members of the Backstreet Boys.
I don't fucking know who they are.
So you're saying, they're all working together, making it happen. You don't know fucking AJ McLean, Kevin Richardson.
AJ McLean,
Howie Doro, or Brian Littrell?
I was a huge AJ McLean.
I couldn't put a face to any of those fucking things. I don't know which one is fucking which.
It doesn't matter. The fact that you don't know who they are doesn't make them the best band
best. Kind of fucking does.
No, it doesn't. Just because you don't know who they are.
I know a lot of shit, though.
165 million records sold to
70. Yeah, that's worldwide. I only did U.S. fucking album sales. I'll look up the fucking worldwide number.
I don't think we need worldwide numbers.
Yeah, I looked at U.S. album sales.
All right. The only worldwide we need is Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide himself.
Facts.
Is Pitbull Mr. Worldwide?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Pitbull, Sergio?
I don't know. What the fuck? Why do you ask me?
I just want to know if you respect me.
Because you're in the fucking conversation.
I'm not a big fan of Pitbull. I mean, I like a
couple
songs.
Are you trying
to bait me? Yes. Yes, he is.
Say something stupid, Sergio?
Yeah, he is. Why'd you ask me?
Why did you ask me? Why did you ask the Russian?
So, between your two picks, it is Sergio right now. Backstreet Boys was the banger.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Sorry, man.
Yeah, I mean, Backstreet Boys was the...
Name, like Kyle, I said. Name three of their songs without looking at your computer screen.
I want it that way. You know, all the other ones.
Yeah, exactly. Hits. I'm telling you, they are not bangers.
The Hits, bro, Chapter One.
That's okay, an that's an album.
If you just think about it, Larger Than Life. Remember that one? Or then like Robot Suits.
Yep.
That one was fucking. That was a banger.
There's another one that
Backstreet's Back. I Want It That Way.
So you said three different songs.
Quit playing games with my heart.
Show me the meaning of being lonely. That's garbage. We're going to get copyright strike now because you're singing their song so terribly.
I'm singing it so nice. They're going to think it's like just ripped out of the song itself and put in the podcast. But no, that is my beautiful voice.
So you think Sergio's pick, the one that's always the worst, is better than my pick. I just want to be clear.
So what does that say about your pick this week, Scott?
That mine is the best.
No,
it's not.
This collusion is better. It's going to be collusion because you don't want me to win three times in a row. Collusion.
NSYNC is not a boy band. He's a one dude with four dancers. The other guys didn't do shit.
They all sing. They all had microphones.
Of course they all sing, but they were only there to fill out spots because otherwise
everybody every member of the band had a solo in the song. JT might have had more solos, but they all had their own solo in every song.
Exactly, that's what a boy band is, dumbass. My point is,
you just said they weren't a boy band, you son of a bitch. What do you mean? This is the whole argument. You just said it wasn't a boy band, and now you're saying, oh, but that is what a boy band is. Yeah, fucking idiot. What do you mean?
You're not getting it, moron.
This is like when you were trying to say mayo mayo, mayo mayo. No. And you say spelled M-A-Y-O, M-A-Y-O. How do they know if it's mayo or mayo?
That's not true.
That was Scott's argument. That's what Scott said.
You just said that they weren't a boy band. Your exact words were, they are not a boy band. They are one dude with four backup dancers. That's what you just said, if I'm not correct. Exactly. And then I just described what the band was, and you're like, yeah, that's a boy band. They're a boy band.
They have to sing. I mean, they're there for a reason, but they weren't an issue. JT was the guy. The only reason why that boy band became famous is because of Justin Timberlake. That is it. Maybe Lance.
That's not what I'm arguing.
Maybe. That is my argument.
Am I speaking fucking Japanese?
Yeah, I don't know what Sergio's point is. I'm sorry.
I don't know either. Switch your vote back to mine.
He's trying to say NSYNC is a boy band, but they're not a boy band.
No.
Right. That's what he said four different ways now.
Try again.
That's not what I'm saying.
Try one more time.
You guys need to fucking pay attention to stop the fucking talking.
All right, I'm listening. Try it again.
All right. Now, NSYNC was, they're a boy band, but the other four guys, the other four guys weren't an issue. They did not become famous because of the four other guys. It was Justin Timberlake who made it famous.
That's not true.
Meaning, I think it is.
That's not true.
I think that's 100% true because the other guys are shit.
Not true.
Or worse shit back then.
Nope. That's not true. You're wrong, obviously. as per usual.
Well, you're just going to say he's wrong? You're not going to say why he's wrong?
He's wrong because NSYNC had more bangers.
I just listed like
let me go down to list.
Boys bangers.
I Want You Back. Oh, Tearing Up My Heart. Bye, bye, bye. It's gonna be me.
Tearing Up My Heart. You like that one?
It's a good one, man.
It's a good one, man.
So, it's a good one. You just said four songs. Kyle said four songs about the Backstreet Boys, which is the same thing. And Backstreet Boys.
He couldn't even he had to look them up, and he kept he named an album in there.
because I'm not.
I wasn't looking it up. I was pulling it from my brain. I had to dig
deep. We're going to do this without research next time because your research is terrible, obviously.
Well, you came in with just fake facts right out of the gate.
Facts. Exactly.
All my facts were real. Why were they fake?
NSYNC sold 43 trillion records in 1997.
I said almost 30 million, not including almost the 30. Once again, U.S. sales. Albums. Sergio had to fucking dig deep into Myanmar to get the fucking album sales for the Backstreet Boys.
Let's do that.
17 they sold there.
37 million for the Backstreet Boys in the USA. Not almost 30, but 37.
Ooh.
Like I said, I didn't even include all of their work. Okay, here we go.
Wait, you were excluding their work?
Why would you?
You Googled NSYNC record sales and then said, oh, let me pull out the Christmas album.
Let me set up a date range so I can get the album sales for this.
So what was your number, Sergio?
37 million.
Here comes Scott's 70 new magic number. Oh, here it is.
That's 70 million total. That's
worldwide. That's not in
Rolling
the
Stone
US,
recognized worldwide. Their instant success as the top 25 teen idol breakout moments of all time. Bro, what
25.
Do you fucking mean?
Backstreet Boys are probably on that list ahead of them because they sold double the amount of albums worldwide. Your point keeps getting worse, Scott.
Yeah. Oh wait, just all you gotta look at. I Googled it. It's still better. I'm giving you all the link.
I mean, I'm not going to click it, but...
it's a virus. It's a virus.
I think it's spam.
70
but
million
when
albums.
We get to mine, we're not going to have this problem because mine, they didn't go for quantity of records sold. They went for the quality of records sold. So it's okay.
Shit. Holy
quality.
Shit.
How do you measure quality of the records sold?
Hey, don't worry about it.
You're talking about the people that went and buy them?
Yeah. Like, so quality like the quality of the people, like good people bought them. Not like the people that buy NSYNC albums. You know, they just let anybody buy one of those.
Never bought an album.
Yeah. Might as well be a Justin Timberlake fan. That was it.
That's true. And well, Justin Timberlake abandoned all of his friends.
That's it.
He banned all of his friends.
They were all rich. They sued Lou Pearlman and fucking got a huge settlement, like $100 million.
You see, NSYNC, the other four guys were so shitty that one of those guys, when they were recording a video, when they were taping the video, he got injured or something. He broke his leg or some shit like that. And they put another dude to dance in for him and sing for him in the music video. See, that's how worthless they were.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, you don't think this is true?
Where's that information come from?
He doesn't think it's true, but he's like,
I actually just remember this because I saw this when I was a kid and on TV.
I am not going off your memory.
Oh no,
your memory is fucking horse shit. Just like that hairline.
He makes up a lot of stuff.
He made up a lot of stuff, bro.
It's hard to tell when Sergio's telling the truth or when he's lying. You could do like a game show on like the Game Show Network or Fox. Fox likes fucking game shows. Is Sergio telling the truth?
Yeah.
I think it was the bye 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 video. I'm not sure. But I think that was it.
And Scott, for you to say that Justin Timberlake.
You say his name right.
Justin Timberlake didn't abandon his friends. Chris Kirkpatrick is missing. He's a missing person.
Hey, look, they did a little reunion at the fucking Grammys or some shit a couple years ago. And like, hey, what's up? We still talk to each other. And then you never heard from him again, which is fine by me because you can't improve on greatness.
Oh, they actually reunited minus Timberlake to perform with Ariana Grande.
Well, Timberlake, he's
Joey
busy,
Fatone
bro.
And Lance Bass out there with Ariana Grande.
Well, you know, Timberlake's busy, bro. You know, he's filming movies. He's fucking banging that hot chick, Jessica Biel. So, yeah.
And in 2021, recently, in April, three of the members, Lance Bass, Joey Fatone, and Chris Kirkpatrick, they reunited for a progressive insurance commercial known as Three Fifths of NSYNC. They are killing it. So look, I guess, man, Chris Kirkpatrick has been seen. You just didn't get that cut.
Every boy band has a standout. You know what I'm saying? Every single one of them. Beatles, John Lennon, standout. Jackson 5, Little Michael. Where's Tito? What happened to fucking Tito? Nobody knows what happened to Ringo. God damn, Ringo's fucking... That guy's in Florida somewhere just beating coconuts.
Beating coconuts, huh? All right, done?
I just named
John Lennon, Ringo, and Michael Jackson.
Hold on, I'm going back to my original point here.
Oh,
so
God.
So during the recording of Pop... Joey Fatone had broken his leg. Apparently, he broke his something in his leg where the bone was literally sticking out. And they got some other dud to record, to go on tour and record the music video, Pop. You can look it up on YouTube on Making the Video Pop and Sync. And you can see Joey's fat ass just sitting on a bed while the other dude is recording all this shit. He is the one in the video, not Joey Fatone. My point is...
Wait. You just said he wasn't in the video. He is in the video.
I'm watching it right now.
No, it was a double. It was somebody else. It wasn't him. He couldn't...
You just said he was sitting on a bed. Your exact words were he was just sitting on a bed. When did you see that? Were you at his house?
Hear that?
No, when you are you paying attention, you idiot? Jesus Christ, when that
I'm listening to. Maybe you're not. Maybe you need to tell your tongue to slow down a little bit because I don't understand what you're saying.
Stop talking now. If you look at the making the video of Pop,
I'm looking at it now.
You can see Joey Fatone on the bed. He can't fucking do anything, and the other dud. They don't say what his name is. Oh, there he is.
That's what I say. I'm 40 seconds into the music video, and they've only shown Justin Timberlake and Chris Kirkpatrick for like one frame. So
Sergio's in the circle, you see Fat One dancing right there.
Oh, that's not him.
Oh, he got the makeup and everything to look like him.
Got orange pants on. Oh, he does look like him.
Yeah, 7
feet. Looks just like him.
Yeah, 7 minutes and 45 seconds. 35 seconds is when you can see.
I'm just watching the music video right now. He's going insane.
7 minutes? This video's only 3 minutes and 58 seconds long. What do you mean?
You gotta watch him laying in bed. Don't you want to see Joey Fatone laying in bed?
Yeah, I think Sergio filmed this for him. Sergio went to his house and filmed him in bed. I think this.
Yeah.
He's like, check out this video.
Yeah, look at this video. He broke his leg. I knew it. I fucking knew it. He broke his leg. It's not him.
Miseried him like Kathy Bates.
Fucking Sergio's NSYNC conspiracy series.
Hold on. 20 minutes, you can see the guy that replaced him. Fucking skinny ass dude.
4 minutes.
The makeup is just 20 minutes.
In the 20-minute mark of the Pop music video.
God damn! I'm not looking for that.
Why not? Oh, because you're
Wait! What was the whole point of this? What point were you trying to make here? Fucking Joey Fatone broke his leg, so he couldn't fucking go on tour. And you're mad because they put somebody else.
No,
Joey Fatone was useless.
I don't understand what your point is.
Because you're not listening. Because you're still a moron. No, my point is. That NSYNC was a one-man guy, was a one-man team, and he made him famous. The other guys were just filling in spots, like I said. They weren't important. He could have gotten any other four dudes to do this, and they would have been as famous as they were. So my point is, the fourth boy band.
None of those other guys were on the Mickey Mouse Club. One. Two. What do you mean? Are you saying he was less talented or he was equally as talented and it's his fault for not, like, branching off?
That's not the point here. The point is that they're
and they're interchangeable. Those four guys are interchangeable. Yeah, me, Sergio, and one of our other dumbass friends up on stage with Justin Timberlake.
But they didn't. And those were the guys that they got. And fucking, there you go. They didn't know each other since they were like little fucking kids. They didn't grow up together. They were put together as a group. They didn't know each other. That's every boy band, except for the Jackson 5.
That's not the point. That's not the point.
They weren't fucking like, hey, it's my homeboy. Let's start this fucking band called NSYNC. What do you mean? How's this, what are you talking about? How do you think the Backstreet Boys got together? You don't know any of their fucking names.
I don't care. That's not the point. The point is the best boy band of the 90s, and they weren't. They were a one-man team with four duds just behind them.
Now I'm scared to say my pick.
See, Backstreet Boys were a five-man team. Five-man team, not a one-man team.
And they were all trash.
No, they sold the most albums ever.
They were all mediocre singers, and not one of them was able to branch off and go solo and sell a billion albums or be in a movie. There
exactly.
You go.
You just made my point.
NSYNC wins just for launching Jumper Justin Timberlake. Like, that was his launch pad. So there you go. That's why they're better, because they were able to launch Justin Timberlake.
Right up to the moon. That? Now he lives on the
right
moon.
Right to the fucking moon with Jessica Biel and big old titties.
You just made my point. One man team.
One man team. But he also proved his own point of Backstreet Boys not being as successful because they don't have a Justin Timberlake.
Exactly.
But they don't need one. Because they were a team. Because they're a team.
Sergio likes the team mentality, all for one, the fucking three Musketeers.
This is like the Cavs 15 years ago when LeBron was the guy and everybody else was shit.
Okay, so I'm gonna end this argument right now. I got a question for you, Sergio. Since you're saying the band has to be a team, they can't interchange, like they're all the same. You're a Metallica fan. How many bass players have they fucking gone through?
I mean, one How many of them guitarists died, have they gone?
Yeah.
One of them died, first of all. Yeah, so they had to replace them. Yeah.
Cliff Burton. And who they replaced him with?
Then Jason.
Why did he leave? But that's not. Well, why did he leave? He didn't get as famous as fucking Kurt fucking Hammett or fucking James Hetfield. What happened to him?
Well, he was as famous as them.
What happened?
Because I think he felt like he wasn't getting enough respect or something like that. I'm not sure why.
Oh, but that doesn't sound like a team. That's not a team.
You mean the 20 plus years they were together, they weren't a team?
Oh, he was just working a job.
The albums that made Metallica famous, he's in all of them except for one, for the first one, obviously. And then after he left, they did
Saint Anger.
Saint Anger is when Trujillo came in, I think.
Yeah, remember with Saint Anger?
Yeah, that was back in 2004.
And Trujillo was a way better bass player. Trujillo. Interchangeable.
Who?
Trujillo.
Robert Trujillo?
Trujillo.
Trujillo.
Trujillo. What are you saying?
It's Robert Trujillo. Anyway,
it's not hot in your mouth. Are you eating something hot right now? you're eating something hot.
You just took a big bite of really hot pasta and the noodle. You don't want it to hit like the rest of your face as it's falling down.
It's bit right into that hot pocket, right out of the microwave. Didn't let it cool down, nothing.
You got that cheese strand that you can't let come back and like hit you in the throat because it dangles down. All right, you guys ready for my pick? So here's how this is gonna play out. Sergio's gonna go the Who.
You're gonna come up with some bullshit.
Scott's gonna go, who's that? And then I'm gonna say it, and you go, oh yeah.
You're gonna come up with some bullshit band, boy band that was raised in Chicago or some shit like that. Nobody knows the fuck knows.
Actually, they're from Massachusetts, according to this Wikipedia page that I have pulled up.
Oh my god, this is gonna be terrible.
It was a close call because they didn't get popular until August 24th, 1999.
Ooh, that's cutting close.
I think I know who this might be. All right, go ahead.
No clue.
You and TLC, they look like dudes.
Actually, I like TLC.
Well, they look like dudes. That's why I'm saying they qualify.
All right, Scott. What do you think it is?
LFO.
Oh my god, he got it.
I fucking
LFO.
It's not a bad one. Dude, it's not a bad point. It's better than Backstreet Boys.
Hold on. LFO.
Who?
The Who? See, there it is. The Who? They, I can't believe you guessed it. That's fucking impressive, first of all.
I told you I know music. So I'm obviously the most versed in this subject, so I feel like I would know. So
that's why you're able to vote for mine. Sergio, go to the YouTube and look up the girl Summer Girls, and that should be the one.
That was a banger, but did they have many others?
And Girl on TV, oh my god. Those two songs alone were both better than anything in Secret Backstreet Boys had.
I'm going to go to the YouTube.
Yeah, go to the YouTubes. You're going to get a 55-minute ad for a 3-minute video.
I think I've seen. Oh, yeah, I think I know who they are. Yeah, they suck, dude.
What are you talking about?
You're comparing this to the Backstreet Boys or even NSYNC, close second, by the way?
They even branched out and they made a hip hop album, too.
Well, I'm sure
isn't
they did.
One of these dudes dead?
Yeah, the one of the original members is dead.
I just watched a documentary on this guy.
Two of them actually died.
Yeah.
The original member died, and then the guy they replaced him with also died.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a curse.
But those guys actually grew up as friends, too. They had known each other for a long time.
See, look at that. They had to do it all together. Now that's the team mentality, Sergio. They had day one.
Yeah, Blink-182 were friends, too, and they fucking sucked after 3 years.
What are you talking about?
They had two good songs.
Oh, my God. What Blink-182 are you talking about? Even the new stuff without Tom DeLonge is still good. I'm going to fight you, Sergio.
Sergio, you're out of your fucking mind.
And they were good before they released What's My Age Again and all the small things. They were good before that. You're thinking of the two songs that made them,
famous. Yeah,
but they were like their worst two songs.
That's when I found out they existed.
That's like their worst two songs.
And I liked them for a little bit, and then I was like, it's already getting old.
You just made me mad. You just made me mad.
So LFO, that band fucks, though.
No, definitely not. I have no idea who they are.
I don't think they had quite the popularity of either Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, though.
Exactly. How can they
didn't?
But in the 90s.
I got to tell you, they lit up TLR. TRL. TRL. TRL.
TRL.
TLR.
TLR, baby. That's where I go.
TLR. The Long Ranch.
The Long Ranch.
So Sergio goes, apparently.
What the fuck is the Long Ranch?
Goes.
I know. That's Kyle should know. I'm like, what the fuck is the Long Ranch? I want to know too.
Long Ranch. They were also on the Amanda Show, you know, when Amanda Bynes had her own show. Who else does that? Only superstars. Superstars.
Right. I think every single member of NSYNC's been in a movie of some sort.
I don't think that's accurate. I don't think any part of that statement is correct. Chris Kirkpatrick, what movie? AC Chavez, what movie?
Joey, what's face was in?
I think he was in. I think he played Dredd in the newest Dredd movie.
So, Chris Kirkpatrick and a couple movies.
Oh, here we go.
A straight few movies.
DVD, American Pie 9.
Some shit movie called. Oh, he was in Sharknado fucking 3. All right. There you go. That's how you know.
There we go. That's how you know made it.
Some movie called Long Shot, which I've never heard of. A lot of NSYNC.
Long Shot.
Dead 7, and that's it.
What a filmography.
Yeah,
Long Shot, wasn't that the movie with Seth Rogen where she's trying to run for president, the other girl? Yep.
Yeah,
Charlize Theron trying to be president.
This is 2001 Long Shot. It has a two-star rating, a 1.5-star rating on IMDb.
All of NSYNC's in that movie.
Yeah.
And Britney Spears and LFO. Holy shit.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I'm watching Long Shot today. I don't know what it is, but LFO's in it, NSYNC's in it.
O-Town's in it.
O-Town. I gotta say, Backstreet Boys are not in this movie, therefore disqualifying them from being able to place this week.
What? They have their own movie, Maura. They have their own movie. They don't need to be in your movie.
Yeah, but they're not in Long Shot, so that's a problem.
Yeah, Long Shot is all about those fucking, that 90s pop era. Yeah, they
have.
The B-Boys have their own movie.
The B-Boys? What is it called?
B-Boys.
How to Fucking Suck?
Most successful band ever that ever actually existed.
What's the name of their movie?
Showing What You're Made Of.
What?
Showing What You're Made Of.
Let me Google this one real quick, Sergio. Backstreet Boys movie. This is going to be nice. Watch Backstreet Boys. Calling. Show them what you're made of. Is this just it's a documentary. It's not a movie.
That's not a movie.
It's a documentary. I bet you there's a documentary about NSYNC, too. Let's see. NSYNC documentary. Oh, what do you know? It's called The Boy Band Con, The Lou Pearlman Story.
Yep. Who? But that's documentary.
The Lou Pearlman Story.
Yeah, the documentary about NSYNC.
I'm talking about not a documentary, like a fucking movie. Like Sharknado 3.
Yeah, long shot. I think that secures it as a LFO NSYNC tie. They're both in that movie. It only makes sense to give them half a gold medal each and send them on their way.
Nope, yep. You guys are shit. Backstreet Boys, best ever. Most wrong. Album sold.
God.
Most
album sold. It wasn't. We've already proved that it wasn't.
No, we proved that it was.
I hate We're going to look it up once and for all. Who sold the most albums? All right. I'm just going to do verses.
I'm going to tell you LFO did not because they only sold 4 million records.
they probably only sold to their family members.
4 million family members? God damn, that's a huge family.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys in the team.
There's three people in the band, not team. It's not a football team. Scott's really deep in thought. He doesn't even want to say it.
Here it is.
I don't even know how to.
See, NSYNC. Say when you do the top to bottom average, Backstreet Boys win out. Pretty much.
Yeah.
What does that mean? True. Top.
That's pretty much what it says.
The average in all categories.
Yeah.
What are all categories?
But they're talking about like worldwide sales, all those sales. Backstreet Boys are the most successful boy band, but they'd been around longer, so.
But they're not the best. It's not who sold the most. It's not who sold the best. It's not who sold the most. It's who's
the best.
LFO's the best. LFO's the best.
Well,
LFO's the best.
I'll give them a strong second. Strong second.
So if they weren't the best, why did they sell the most albums? Because
they're the most popular. They're marketed the most.
So they are the best.
No.
More people like them. More people like them. More people
because
go to
okay, no,
LeBron
they,
James, Michael Jordan. Who's better? Which one's marketed more? Come on.
LeBron James and Michael Jordan, of course Jordan. He has more followers too.
Exactly. But you don't see any like Michael Jordan commercials anymore.
Because
barely see that
dude. He's been retired for 40 years.
Making a new Space Jam movie with LeBron James.
Man, he's still sitting in his living room drinking that fucking whiskey and smoking his cigars. He can't get out of that couch.
Oh, yeah, I'm proving my own point that Michael Jordan is just the greatest of all time.
Exactly.
I'm not saying he's not.
Right? That's what we're talking about, right? Yeah, so Michael Jordan wins this week.
Michael Jordan wins. Fucking Sergio, okay. Yours is the worst. Yours is terrible. NSYNC had way better songs.
Sergio and last, better. Michael Jordan first. Everyone's happy.
as long as Sergio loses, I don't give a fuck. Man, that's so bad.
I don't want to spoil it for our 100th episode, but Sergio lost last week too.
It doesn't matter. Hidden Mystery podcast, he lost that one. It doesn't matter. The point is that the Backstreet Boys are the best band. It doesn't matter what you guys think because both of you are idiots. Who the fuck are you to fucking say that? Oh, I think it's the best one. And the other Ella or who? HLO? Who the fuck? Kyle picked. Who the fuck are they?
HLO.
Dude. HMO. Isn't that a fucking store? H&M.
That's an H&M.
Clothing store.
Yeah, my favorite boy band is just the clothes at H&M.
Oh man, you're fucking. I just don't even know what to say, Sergio. You're taking a fucking big old fat L 3 weeks in a row now. And it's just like
just wakes up with the intention
to
lose.
You picked the topic this week,
Christ,
and
dude.
You still fucking failed. I mean, god damn, you could have said fuck even O-Town. I think they were in 99. God damn, O-Town's better than Backstreet Boys.
O-Town,
wow. I think Scott is just way too old to remember any of this shit. Seriously,
that's Jackson possible.
Fire. Yeah, dude, what the fuck? No.
The Beatles were the first boy band, right? Would you agree that they were the first boy band?
I guess.
Right? That's a rock. And then Jackson 5, it makes sense. Well, same shit, Beatles, same thing.
I don't believe Beatles are considered a boy band because they were playing rock. So, and I guess a boy band is a boy band. I mean,
has nothing to do with the kind of music.
Well, I guess not. So,
and then you had New Kids on the Block. I mean, but all their songs suck towards the end.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Menudo, Sergio.
They were around
since like the 70s. Yeah. But they were active in the 90s.
Yeah, but they were famous
in the 90s. So. And they were all dressed like Power Rangers. I mean, they were fucking killing the game. They even had a pink Ranger. They didn't have a black Ranger, which I thought was a little fucked up. But
Little Ricky wore the green Ranger costume.
Why would you even think that I would pick Menudo? I mean, that's just racist.
Why is that racist? Stop trying to bait me.
Why is it racist?
Why did you think I was going to pick Menudo?
Because you always sing Menudo songs. I thought you were going to pick Menudo.
First thing I thought of, when you said...
You always sing Menudo songs.
Because you said...
I don't even know one song. I don't even know one song that they
sing. You always sing Like a Cannonball.
He's Googling it.
You were always singing that song.
Yeah, because you're both of you...
Like a cannonball.
Both of you are racist fucks. I just assumed that I was going to pick Menudo because I'm Mexican.
No. I didn't even know they were Mexican.
Look at Scott's face. He wants to say that was the real reason, but he doesn't want people to know that he's a racist piece of shit.
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe you grew up with that.
I'm not racist. I'm not racist. But what I am saying to you, Sergio, is I thought, honestly, I'm dead serious, right when you picked boy band, best 90s boy band, first thing I thought, oh, you must mean the Menudo. Right.
Let's go back to that point.
Because I didn't think that's the topic you picked didn't make any fucking sense for the type of person I know you are, unless you're a Menudo fan.
No, the
secret Menudo fan.
What was the topic before that?
Which one? Last week?
No.
The one I said we should do.
What did he say we should do?
Best Tom Hanks movies.
Oh yeah, best Tom Hanks movies. God damn! And seriously, I was like, "Oh my god!" And I actually said it as a joke. I thought you guys were gonna like just go off on it. You guys accept that? I was like, "All right, whatever."
It could be best fucking plant at the San Diego Zoo. Let's do it. Right. I'll find the best plant.
That's not the point. When I said it as a joke, and you guys went with it, so I was like, "All right, that's cool." So I mean, I think this is way better than fucking naming Tom Hanks movie that idiot.
I'm not saying it's not better. What I am saying is, when you picked that subject, I was like, "Oh, he must be thinking of Menudo because how could he know any other boy bands?" So
now it's starting to feel a little racist.
I've never owned the TV or never fucking listened to the radio either. So I mean,
what I'm saying is, you don't seem like the type of person that's jamming fucking.
I'm not.
Tell me the meaning of being lonely. You know,
you don't jam in either. What are you talking about?
I was, man. I listened to everything.
At one point, but you don't do it now. I don't see you fucking driving down the 5 and be just sucking bye, bye, bye with your hands sticking out the window.
I can see that.
You don't see me driving down the 5 because there is no 5 in Mexico. That's fine.
5 goes through Mexico, doesn't it?
And I live off the 805, by the way. So you've never been on the five.
Yeah, never been on the 5. Never drives west. Always stays east.
He's never been west of the 5.
Yeah, exactly.
He's never been west of 805.
Yeah, exactly.
Nope. When I have to go to LA, I take the 15.
Look at that.
You have to go to the five anyway.
You know what? Great podcast content talking about highways in California. I'm cutting all this out.
I'm cutting all this bullshit out.
No, I think you believe it. We need to hear about the 15.
That's an edit.
Our loyal 15 has to listen to the conversation about the 15.
Look, I'm happy because we got to talk about Britney Spears being fine as fuck back then, and then Timberlake just parlaying that into fucking Jessica Biel with her hammers. And then, I mean, just because he was step foot near the rest of the members of NSYNC, that makes them better.
No, he did. It just made him better. He was just too good.
No, it made them better too. They got ass too, except for the gay one. But he got
Of course they got ass. It's a boy band. I mean, you don't even have to be. Even fucking H&M got ass probably.
H&M got a lot of ass.
H&M.
What is it called? LFO.
My favorite boy band, H&M.
God damn it, Sergio.
ruin it. So since we're not gonna, you know,
even those guys got ass. Obviously, they're a boy band. It doesn't have to be. They don't have to be good.
I think that'd be. They don't have to be good. They have to be great.
No, yeah. They just have and to yours
was not. And great. LFO is great. NSYNC was almost great, and Backstreet Boys never great. Even scratched the surface.
That's facts.
Facts.
Backstreet Boys. Loses again. No,
I'm taking my third gold medal of the year.
All right, boys.
The trifecta of golds around my neck right now.
You don't have. You might have half of one today, but the other two, I definitely won.
Nope.
Yes.
Disagreeing, and I will continue to win, and I'll sleep on my pile of gold.
All right, boys. Good one this week for Kyle, myself, Sergio. You fucking tanked that one again. That was the best tank pick that ever. Bullshit again. But sunk like we'll see you next week with the new. See you next week with a new subject, and we'll be good to go.
It's gonna later, be a great guys. Subject too.
Sergio's gonna be terrible at it. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Preemptively. Make sure to give us a follow on Twitter at Topspot Podcast. It's pretty easy to find. It's literally the name of the podcast with the word podcast and an at sign before it at Topspot Podcast on the Twitters.